This week on Clown College.
I have a coworker who keeps talking about Kamala Harris, dude, and how much they hate her.
Damn.
They hate her?
Hate her.
Why they hate Kamala?
I mean, take your pick, man. I don't know.
I think she's going to win. I backtrack on what I said. I think she's.
You think she's going to win?
I think she has. Well, she has a better chance than Biden. And Trump is not throwing any heaters. He hasn't been throwing the heaters, man. That's why I want. Yeah. If you're going to want Trump, I need him to be the funniest motherfucker. Even though it shouldn't be. It shouldn't have any bearing on who I want for president, but it does to me.
Yeah.
And if he's throwing out the zingers, I'm down for it.
This is what really matters.
But if he's not, I'd rather just take somebody safe. And that's probably not going to tear the...
He kind of fell off after the Hulk Hogan RNC incident.
Oh, yeah, man. That's weird, isn't it? You would think that would boost him up.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wenison, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wenison, and JJ.
What's up?
Hell yeah, what's up, man?
We recording, Brandon?
Yes, we are.
Are we, though?
Yes.
You promise?
Pinky promise.
You wouldn't lie to me?
Nah, man, you know I wouldn't lie to you.
Okay. I mean,
I know.
We've been there before, dude. I thought you knew how to read before Friday.
Oh, man.
So,
oh, damn.
What happened?
What happened Friday?
So we went to the Hack and Forth show in Gadsden on Friday. Me, Brandon, and Jake were sitting outside on the bench. Brandon's looking in his joke book, you know, as usual. He always has the notebook on him. But he's staring at it pretty hard for probably about 10 minutes. And I look over and I notice the book is upside down.
I zoned out.
It's fully upside down. Brandon's staring at the pages. It's his own handwriting. And then I nudge Jake. I'm like, look at Brandon, dude. And he looks and sees it's upside down. Picks it up, just rotates it 180, puts it back down in Brandon's hands, and he's like, oh, thanks, man. And then just goes back to looking at it.
Yeah, man.
What'd you thought it was Spanish?
What you saw was a flashback to why, when I was in elementary school, they thought I was special, man. That was my deep zone. That'll do it. I was zoning out so hard that moment. I don't even remember why.
Because what else could it be, really?
Exactly. That was me looking to the abyss.
We also saw something crazy.
Ooh, what did y'all see?
We saw a dog, dude. A stray dog. And the dog, what did it have on it, Brandon?
Wait a minute. What happened with the dog again?
The dog with
Shit. You mean the one that almost, since they were all in the road and shit?
Yeah. But do you remember that one dog that had the fat set of nuts on it?
Oh, yeah, man. That lowrider.
Dude, it was crazy. Dude,
like,
big, built bro, apples. Nuts, man. Dude, that bro had apples. Or at least, you know, like Tangelos or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a sight.
That's why he was in the road. He was like, he got them balls.
Was one hanging lower than the other one?
Nah, man, it was tough.
It was almost perfectly symmetrical. Mm.
Some perfect balls, man.
He had aura, dude. His testicles had aura.
Yeah, that doggy had style, man. Right? That what they say?
Yeah. There's your thing. The thing.
Hell yeah.
I'm so fucking tired right now.
It happens, dude. Diabetes, it's a bitch.
Damn.
That's Pat. I got to take him to the... we're supposed to be going to the gym starting Monday. It's
you and Pat?
Yeah, but it's Wednesday.
Yeah, days do pass. Y'all got to record that. If y'all actually go to the gym, y'all got to record that.
Yeah.
Make sure Pat doesn't try and kill himself on the bench. Drop it on his neck,
hell
dude.
Yeah, man.
There's no trying. No, dude. Yesterday at Enchantasy's, Pat... goes, you know how the bathroom is in there. It's like one of those bathrooms that, you know, most people would just piss. He dropped a fucking Cleveland steamer in that motherfucker. Damn. Brandon went to check it out after he pit. After, how did it smell?
Man, dude, so it looked good, but when you smelt that shit, that smell.
Wait.
was ungodly.
It was bad. What looked good?
I'm talking about the bathroom. You go in there, it looked like nothing happened, but when you smell it, that's not the case at all.
They do have a nice bathroom.
Yeah,
I will say that. They're begging people to jerk off in there, though. You can't have tits on the wall and expect people not to jerk off in the bathroom.
That's why they have a key. Like a gas station, you have to get a key to get it out.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop most people, man.
Yeah.
If you've committed a key, they give you the way to get in. It's not really much of a barrier.
What if somebody already buys the thing and they like act like they're walking out? But, can I use the bathroom real quick?
You got to leave that outside.
That's what I'm thinking. You got to leave it outside. Or can you take the pocket pussy and bang it real quick?
In a normal store, you're not supposed to take the merchandise into the bathroom.
If you already bought it, you can.
Well, I mean, it's free country. But it's frowned upon. It's frowned upon.
No, if you go to Walmart and buy something, it's not frowned upon to go in the bathroom after that.
It is, because first you're getting piss on whatever you're buying.
Yeah.
That's socially. I'm talking about what are you doing in the bathroom to have piss? Speaking of piss, Brandon.
Here we go. I know this. I know what's going on.
Yesterday we went out to Lone Goose with Cassio. Shout out. Yes, he should come on sometime soon. We'll see.
Yeah.
we'll see. But we're out there. We're drinking, right? And we all had to go to the bathroom. I was in there first. Cassio came up next to me. I finish, and Brandon walks in. I'm like, there's a stall right there. I'm like, go to the urinal this time. He's like, no. I can't go to the urinal. No. He goes to the stall and proceeds to drop his shorts again. He is literally terrified to take a piss in a urinal.
See, I'm a confident man, and I'm being honest. Yes, that is true. That is true. That's why I stand by, and we're going to change it.
Have you ever peed in a urinal?
Oh,
ever?
Yeah, I have a couple times. A couple times if I have to. Like, somebody, because I used to, like, act. I'd be like, you know what, fuck it. Let me show these people. I normally am in a urinal back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would try to hide it and shit. But you know what? Now I'm like, yeah.
We're going to have
to. But when you're at the urinal, you cannot pull your pants all the way to the ground.
Oh, man, dude. When I'm at the urinal,
now that is frowned upon.
I got you, man. I'll be peeing clean slate.
We're going to take baby steps.
Well, man, we're going to have to potty train Brandon.
Yeah.
Actually. You know what? We're going to do the big steps. We're just going to go up in that.
You're just going right for it.
Oh, yeah. I'm just coming in it.
Well,
go in an empty bathroom the first time.
Hell, yeah.
Or use one with a divider. You don't have to, like Lone Goose doesn't have one.
Yeah, they got a divider.
Oh, never mind. They've added one recently. I was thinking the one by the speakeasy. That one is real close together.
You don't go piss by nobody there. Somebody did that to me when I was on a show. It was like... Mm. Like, and the stall was open. Like, don't.
That's an invitation, dude.
It's so close together.
Uncomfortably close. Yeah, I can't even imagine, dude.
I gotta say, I ain't the smallest motherfucker. Nah.
I don't even think you and Pat could fit in there,
I don't think
dude.
So either.
That'd be crazy.
I don't think we physically could fit in how
Jake's hips. There's no way. There's no way.
Those hips are made for walking. That's not the right.
Those hips are made for banking, dude. Sitting in a chair all day.
Oh, shit. Oh, that was fun last night. You had fun last night?
Oh, man, I had a blast.
Dante got scared of a dog.
Yeah, that's a
cried.
I thought he was sad because something happened to the dog. I didn't know it was a fear cry.
No, it was.
It might be the rarest form of crying. We have
the picture. Alex, make sure I'll send it to you. Yeah. Well, multiple. I think they all should be up right now.
Yeah.
The progression of his, it got to the point where he was like, I thought he was joking. He was just up against the door like this.
It looks like he's being crucified.
Yes.
It's a lot.
I love the last picture because his mouth is just open. It's when you have the...
You know, open mouth fear sobbing, dude. Oh my gosh. I don't know if I've done that, man. I don't know if I've done that.
What?
Open mouth fear sob, like crying profusely because of fear. I don't know. Maybe when we saw that spider.
Yeah.
That was the closest I've been recently.
Yeah.
Did anyone help him out?
I mean, I helped. I ran down there and calmed him down.
The dog was so nice. He didn't even have him on a leash. Everybody was just petting the dog.
Yes.
And I just, when the dog never barked the whole time, as soon as Dante sees him, he jets and the dog barks. And he'd be like, when he runs, he just runs into a wall.
Yeah.
So he can't go anywhere.
Well, his knees, but he has an injury. His knees fucked up.
That is true. I was talking about that. He said he went to physical therapy, but not to the doctor.
Mm.
So he needs to get that. It's been a long time.
Can you skip the doctor and go straight to PT?
In VA, you can.
Oh,
you
okay.
can go straight into physical therapy, but to see a doctor, you have to wait like 6 months.
I thought he just walked into like a sports med. Was like, can I get on the schedule, man? You doing walk-ins today?
Yeah, but dude, I understand. That was me 10 years ago, man.
You would have cried like that.
10 years ago as a kid, yeah, man. Like,
yeah,
I
but
was,
he's 32-year-old man.
It's okay, man. Sometimes mm-hmm. it takes longer than others.
Yeah,
and me, I got lucky, I guess. I don't know.
He's been in active war.
See, what if a dog, you real. Never know?
Never know what?
What if a dog was like there and bit him in the ass or something, man?
No.
No?
No. Maybe when he was younger.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he should be fine. The dog was so nice. Literally, everybody was just petting this dog. It was like the bar dog.
Yeah.
And people are bringing animals to bars a lot now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I noticed.
Rabbits.
That. Yeah.
Dogs.
You know, I don't think dogs should be able to go into the restaurant, dude.
Yeah.
Regardless of circumstance. It's no shoes, no shirt, no service, bro.
True.
If I got to wear a shirt, that fuck does, too.
Yeah,
it's just not fair, man.
Yeah. What about a service dog? Not even them? What if they're blind? Blind, they can come in.
Ogre does fine, dude. He does great without a dog. Maybe, hey, how about this? Make some friends, you know. That's like joining a frat of disabilities. You like pay for people to be around you. You know, it's real sad.
Brandy, do you have those people?
Do I have those people pay to be around me?
Yeah,
not anymore.
No, okay.
Well, I do it because it counts towards my community service hours.
Not anymore.
Wait, not anymore.
Yeah, you said pay shit, right? What's that?
What?
You talking about like people pay to have people around them or something?
You pay to have people around you?
Because they got to take care of you.
We're not talking about you selling feet pics.
Talking about like a blind guy has a person to come around with him.
Oh, shit.
A guide.
Oh, thank God. Oh, man. Dude.
You had a mental guide.
Dude, thankfully, no. Thankfully, no. I mean, you'd have somebody that would like sit in the class watching everybody and be like, if you need something, go back here. No. It would literally came from that class. That special ed class, and would like sit in there and be like, if y'all need some help, let me know.
Oh, so they just sat in the back just in case, because they didn't want to slow down the class.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be like the people, because I would watch some people that have like people right there with them, and thankfully that never happened to me.
What did you say?
Talking about, you know, when you're in the class and they assisting you with everything, like I was very worried about that, and thankfully that never came about.
Oh, so some people had them there the whole time, sitting right next
some
to
them. Some of them.
Yeah, some they just needed it.
Yeah. Thankfully, I would. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thankfully. And we're gonna see on this IQ test. I'm so scared, Brandon. You did way better than me. I'm literally.
He
like,
look at that smile.
Yeah,
dude.
I know, man. He, either you have the greatest poker face, or Brandon has a higher IQ than me, and I don't know if I can take it.
Don't say your score, but do you remember what it was?
Oh man, exactly.
You know exactly what it was?
Oh yeah.
All right, don't.
I'm not saying.
I just wanted to see if you remembered what it was.
I'm not saying.
But you look so happy about that.
Yeah, I'm not saying nothing, man.
Dude, he might have killed this shit.
Oh, my God.
I sincerely
what if Brandon's
hurt.
Like a genius?
He might be, dude.
Well, you can recite. He can recite those dates and shit. A lot of that stuff was memory kind of.
Maybe.
He just has a very Brandon way of understanding things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, well, if I go 4 blocks this way and 2 blocks that way, that's where my uncle's at, you know?
I know I had to run 5
and he made me walk home in the dark. So if I just retrace my steps, that's where we're at, dude.
Hell yeah, man. Like a little theory or some shit. Like, what was that? That Terrence Howard dude. But
teriology? Did you use that during the test? Man,
I couldn't believe it. I don't know. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say that. No, I don't know. I don't know, man. That's crazy shit.
What?
Talking about that teriology? Terrence Howard.
Yeah, you what should the know, fuck? And it's no.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
thank you.
Wrong.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, no. Nah.
What's 1 + 1, Brandon?
1 + 1 equals 2.
It equals 2.
Yeah, 2.
It equals 2 in every language.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's not really a language. It's math.
Yeah.
Math is a language.
It is language.
Yeah, but
the
numbers don't change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Don't fucking try to step on what I'm saying.
I think you would be a great teriology entrepreneur or promoter. The hype man for teriology.
See, those people have to be like insane though, because he believes it. No matter if it's real or not, I think he 100% believes it. And he's a, whenever he's around people, like if he was sitting here with us, he couldn't not talk about it.
Yeah.
He's like one of those type of people.
There's a lot of people like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I have a coworker who keeps talking about Kamala Harris, dude, and how much they hate her.
Damn.
They hate her?
Hate her.
Why they hate Kamala?
I mean, take your pick, man. I don't know.
I think she's going to win. I backtrack on what I said.
You think she's going to win?
I think she has a better chance than Biden. And Trump is not throwing any heaters. He hasn't been throwing the heaters, man. That's why I want, if you're going to want Trump, I need him to be the funniest motherfucker, even though it shouldn't have any bearing on who I want for president, but it does for me.
Yeah.
And if he's throwing out the zingers, I'm down for it.
This is what really matters.
But if he's not, I'd rather just take somebody safe, and that's probably not going to tear the...
He kind of fell off after the Hulk Hogan RNC incident.
Oh, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. That's weird, isn't it? You would think that would boost him up.
Maybe he's playing NWO in this.
NWO?
New World Order.
But, you know, WCW crashed, so we'll see about that.
Who's WCW?
Oh, man, that's where NWO was.
No, I'm saying who's WCW?
I was talking about Trump because I was like...
He's WCW.
Yeah, because you said NWO, so I was like, WCW, you know, crashed, man. So.
It's like he's Stone Cold Steve Austin when he had the long blonde hair.
Oh, you talking about Stunning Steve Austin? That's Let me show you all this.
Steve Austin. Have you ever seen this?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
That's what he started as, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think J.D. Vance is Eric Bischoff.
Oh snap! My bad. He started off as the Ringmaster.
Yeah, shout out J.D.
That's there too. Hold on. Yep. Hold up. Perfect. Right here. Look at that.
Yeah.
But let's get more.
J.D. Vance's favorite wrestling move is the Steiner Recliner. That's the closest thing to a couch. Man. The love seat.
So did he bang the couch?
I hope so. He didn't. It was a joke. Like some person on Twitter wrote that. Actually, I don't know why I remember this. The user that wrote that was his username was Rick Rude's Calves.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
Ravishing Rick Rude. Huh?
Yeah, Brandon knows.
Oh yeah, dude, one of my favorite wrestlers, man.
And he was just like that. He wrote a book called Hillbilly Elegy that turned into a movie with like some famous people in it on Netflix. J.D. Vance did.
Yeah.
And the dude on Twitter was like, pages 179 to 181 are about him fucking a couch.
Damn.
But they're not. But everybody just believed it. They might as well be, dude. Nobody's reading that. I'll watch the movie.
It's so crazy what you'll believe.
Oh, yeah, man.
Because if somebody made a fake one, I'd believe it. Because I don't really care enough to look into it. I'm not going to buy the motherfucker's book.
Nah.
Yeah, I'll just wait till it gets debunked and then be like, oh, okay, he didn't do it. But I still kind of feel like, I still think that about him when I see him, though.
There's some truth to every joke. Oh,
yeah.
That is very telling about him, that you look at him and you're like, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was strange. Well, I mean, he's just pulling David. He's just a Lynam fan.
I was about to say that.
That's what I was thinking.
He's a big Lynam fan. Cold is his favorite track.
Hey, that's that shit, dude. I still listen to that.
I'll play some right here. This will rock out.
Hell yeah.
Have you ever made the homemade pocket pussy?
Yeah.
With UF?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you do it?
Cup.
Yeah.
Two sponges.
Uh-huh.
Rubber glove.
Yep. And then the rubber band on the outside, or you didn't even need it?
Oh, don't even need it, dude.
You didn't go rough enough?
No. Well, you just secure it in between something else. I don't need the glove to be that deep, so I can have a lot of slack on the outside.
Have you did it, Brandon?
Well, yeah, I built it, but I never really used it.
See, I don't believe that.
He just studied it.
Hold on, did you...
Because people taught me, man. I was in class. People were like, you want to know how to build a pocket pussy out of Pringles? And then so we get this Pringles.
Pringles
can.
Is the a popular method.
Get two sponges.
And the Pringles can.
Get the glove.
Okay.
And then you pour in this Vaseline or lube or sauce, you know?
Sauce.
Yeah.
Sauce. Honey mustard?
Hell no. That's
Oh, my bad.
Not that one, man. Get
ranch.
Some olive oil.
Sweet
get some
sour.
Olive oil. Get that. No, fuck with you don't.
Olive
I'm not
oil?
Serious, but if you had to choose any food, sauce, anything like that.
To use as lube?
Oh, yeah.
It'd be olive oil.
That, yeah, rather
than olive oil. Or coconut oil? Because coconut oil you can use on your skin.
Oh, then coconut
we
oil.
We talking about just for sex?
Yes.
Well, he's talking about to lube up his Pringle pocket pussy that he says he never used.
Oh, dude, honey, it never expires. You can use that.
Honey,
that's sticky,
it wouldn't be
though.
Good,
that'd
would
be,
it?
Yeah, dude,
fuck
that would backfire. You get stuck.
Well, what else? What else is there? Petroleum.
Oh, that would hurt.
Soy sauce.
Ooh. Ooh. Did burn. You see that trend where people were dipping their balls in soy sauce to see if they could taste it?
Yeah. Did it work? Did people say it worked?
It didn't work for me, man. But you know, I'm limited. I'm limited, dude.
That's just dumb. Yeah, I can't believe I just asked, did it work? Because, like...
Oh, Brandon, can you look
I'm
up the ball
than them
koozie?
Because I just asked that.
The ball koozie. This is a product I saw recently. It's a jacuzzi for your testicles. Ball koozie.
The ball koozie.
There it is. Look at that, dude.
That's tight.
You put your balls in there, and it's just like a little hot tub.
We're going to water like run out a little.
It bubbles
water
up.
Water in it?
Yeah. It's a hot
so you,
tub.
You,
man.
You can't use this when you walk around, though.
No, this is stationary.
This is
I
stationary.
Say.
See, I
that's
thought it was.
That's not a koozie like a beer koozie. That's a koozie like a jacuzzi.
Like, yeah, jacuzzi.
Yeah,
this is very useful.
Koozie, JJ, didn't you?
It's a ball koozie.
Okay.
Ball koozie. It comes in three colors. Black, white, gold. Hot tub for the nuts.
I don't even.
Look at the little bench that comes on the back. The little padded bench. I like that. Is that where? I think that's where the penis goes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't understand this at all.
$70? What? Why not?
70?
Huh. Yeah, this is the dumb. I mean,
pay 90.
What the fuck? What could? I don't get what it's for.
I think it's more of a novelty thing, but I could really get behind this.
If it's warm.
Whoa, man. Go to Brandon. Click on that one, the bottom left, where it's really got the divots in there.
Right
dude.
Here?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Look at that. D-Lo would only have to buy half of one, dude.
Now you gotta have a friend over.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that could work.
D-Lo and Hitler just, you know, ball koozieing it up.
Yeah, I'll get
what,
this.
What's not to like, man?
Exactly. I
what part don't you get? Why somebody would buy this?
Yeah, because even if you just have it somewhere, nobody's going to know what that is. So you say the novelty.
I don't think you would want to.
But there's no way you're just putting your balls in a little bit of water and just sitting there.
You're telling me if you had this on your coffee table when I walked in and it's turned on and I see it bubbling, I'm like, what's this? What is this, man?
You might say what it is, but you will never think what it is. You would never guess.
Well,
it's a
I
fucking
would know
ball
because
koozie.
I'm hip to this kind
me
of
too. I'm down
device.
Like, it works.
Yeah, I'm against this in so many ways.
You know what I figured out, dude? Alabama is one of only like three or four states that makes you pay taxes on medical devices. Mm. So you couldn't really write this off.
Damn.
Bullshit.
It's fucked. It's really fucked up when you think about it.
Yeah.
It is.
And they say this the South.
That's what the South's all about, man.
Thought we weren't supposed to tax here. Dude, gas is so much cheaper here. I went back home to Illinois. I think I got gas in Paducah, $3.20.
Damn.
Well, that's high for because around here it's $3 right now.
Yeah.
But it was $3.20 in Kentucky, and when I got to Illinois, it was $3.77.
Well, you could probably step inside and they'd see you and they'd be like, "For you, my friend, $2.97."
Yeah. Shout out to my boy Sonny and Elsa out at Lincoln Liquors.
Two Disney characters. Sick.
And they're real people too. They used to throw change at me. We had a drive through liquor stores, and for the longest I could get, because I look like this, so I could get liquor when I was 16. We'll go through and buy, and then they found me my name in the paper, and then when they found out I wasn't 18, I mean 21, they got mad at me. So I come through there and they'd be talking shit. They're like, fuck you. And then I was like, no, fuck you, bitch. And you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, give me the goddamn swishes, whatever I'm buying. And then he threw my change at my car hard as fuck too.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
And then my brother Torres got locked. We were fucking with him. We all ran out and Torres got locked in. He put the broom, like one broom to the door.
What'd they do to
him? I forgot about that till just right now. And they were holding him hostage. I swear, because we used to fuck with after they wouldn't sell us liquor anymore. Because they still had candy and stuff you can go in there and buy. Or chips or soda.
Yeah.
So we would go there, buy something, and then talk some shit. And then they talk shit hard. You know, they're fuck, bitch. You know what I'm saying? They do all that type of shit. And so we just talk shit back. And then they try to come at us with a broom, and we all ran. And then Torres got locked in. He was out there trying to do like that. Good times.
What about the time with the towel? Is that the same place?
Yeah, same place.
Sick.
Same place, Lincoln. That worked. Pink towel, embroidered on the side and everything. Didn't look anything like a, what's the shit called?
A wig?
No, the things that they wear on their head.
Hijab.
Hijab. Oh. It didn't look nothing like that. Like, it looked like a fucking, like a towel you don't use. You know, because it's like, that's for show. That kind of towel. And they gave it to me. They don't know their own people.
Towels for show.
Actually, I think they were Indian, so they don't do that, but still.
So you wear the towel on your head, but you won't put your balls in this thing, dude?
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with this. It's healthy.
I don't even know who this is for.
Men.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, if you sprained your nuts or something like this, I would want this in my car.
Yeah, dude, if I sprain my testicles, I'm buying one of these immediately.
Yeah, because last time that happened, I had to use this heat thing, man.
Circle on back.
Yeah.
What do you mean last time it happened?
Well, one time.
Sprained him with what?
Sprained what?
Sprained.
Sprained my balls.
Sprained your nuts.
Yeah.
Go on.
So, dude, so this was during COVID, right? And I was working out in my room. And I started doing stretches, like, you know, kind of like where you got to move your legs close to, like, kind of like a split type thing. But thankfully, not a split, because nobody's doing that.
Like
shit.
The V sit?
Kind of like that. Like where you stretch all the way down.
Oh,
so I'm
okay,
going all
okay.
the way down. And then I heard, like, a little pop. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And then my dick, well, not the dick, the ball started hurting, and it was sprained. Because I stressed too much.
You experienced testicular torsion.
I think I did. Very minor. Because it was sore for days. So I would just sit on this heat
Sounds
pad,
very minor.
Sitting on the couch. Thankfully, it wasn't too bad.
Did you go to the doctor for it?
Oh, no. It wasn't like that. It was just like sore.
For a long time?
Yeah, for like a couple days.
Ugh.
Yeah, and I just sit on this heat pad, man. Watch some old movies.
And you would rather...
That does sound pretty sick, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Like some black and white shit.
Yeah, dude, if you had this thing, I mean, you would have been up and at them in 3 hours.
Dude, still. Man, I might get it, actually. It looks really cool.
Brand. We can go halvesies. I'll get it on the weekends.
Nah, we can't share.
All right, everybody's gangsters, so you want to split the price, dude.
Maybe.
Get this off the screen. I hate it.
Get it out there.
Oh. What else is going on? We're about to do our first contact up. All right, we're about to do our first over
this
10 minutes.
He's winking at me. I think he's gay.
Have you did a 15-minute set yet?
Mm-mm.
All right. So we're jumping from 10. All three of us have done 10-minute sets.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then we're jumping to 20. 15, but if you want to do more, do it. kind of like that deal, because shout out Cody Mack.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Hell Plasky. Yeah, hold up, little applause.
Hell yeah. He invited us to do a show in Pulaski, Tennessee, and then he was like, well, it's three of you guys. He was like, and we just got to cover 1 hour 30 minutes. And I was like, No, hold on. Between three of us? I think you're thinking of the wrong guys here. So, but, you know, we got Alex and we got Charlie Fish, Swisher.
Swisher.
I'm going to fuck it up. Yeah. Charlie Swisher, who you hear in the intro of this and the outro and some other places. We're all going and we got to do 15 minutes apiece, but we'll still be short, really only 10 minutes because he's doing 5 up top. So somebody has to go over the light by a couple minutes.
We could just, but yeah, we'll just do that.
What?
We'll see what happens. So we can't bring any more people, I'm guessing.
Nah. Well, we could, but it doesn't. Nah, but we get paid. We got to split the.
Yeah, and it's not like, hey, Jake, come do this for free. Yeah, fucking.
Never. Yeah.
Piece of
Jake
shit.
Jake could be a special guest and do 10.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could work.
Well, isn't it only right?
Hey, I know he's Jewish, but he ain't getting paid.
Reason enough. It only makes sense that the first Clown College branded stand-up show is in the birthplace of the Ku Klux Klan.
It's crazy.
It wouldn't be right without it.
Full circle moment for me. Full triangular hooded moment.
Yeah. We should get there early and take pictures.
Oh, yeah. We'll go to the fucking monument.
We got
to
work.
Yeah.
Probably right when by the time you get dressed, we got to roll.
Shit, yeah. Yeah, so I get off at 12 that day. So.
Do you?
Yeah, on Fridays.
I can get off early, too. I'll just leave.
Damn. Yeah. See, look at this. I just searched the Pulaski.
Dude, test. What if we got special guest Charleston White?
look at that cradle of the clan right there. That's
yeah. Pulaski looks to reclaim should try to its past.
Dude,
it's
we should try to find whoever the grandmaster is and try to interview him, like, for real, and then fuck with him hard. I love fucking with people like that. But, like, be dead serious, like some Saucerberry Cone, fucking Nathan For You type shit. Be dead serious. And make him just so uncomfortable. Oh, that'd make my fucking day. Really good.
I think I know who that job's gonna fall on out of us three, man.
No, they'll talk. You never seen them? They'll talk to anybody. They'll just still say whatever they think. You know what I'm saying? Like
based.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh, dude! Oh, we can go.
We send Jack in there and then be like, and then right when we're leaving, we're like, he's actually Filipino. Nah. Tricked you, motherfucker!
Oh my gosh,
that's a dude from the office right there, man.
Toby.
Yeah, he did say he was like, they're tired of the Klan shit at the comedy shows. I guess when all the comics come down, they talk about it being a Klan town where the birthplace.
What the fuck else do they do?
Yeah.
That's their most significant contribution to the country.
But they're tired of hearing about it. I don't give a fuck. I don't have right, any Klan thing. I say I hate the Jews sometimes, but you know, not other than that.
Yeah, that's not even their main thing.
Yeah, not anymore. Yeah.
See, but they're, you know, KKK is just dirty whites, even though they might have some rich people who got rich, but they're dirt whites.
They got rich doing dirty white shit.
Yeah.
Farming.
Mm-hmm.
Tractor, right? What? That's good, right?
They tractor on farms.
Yeah. Yep. See, look at that. Tractor.
Tractors are pretty good, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
The steel plow revolutionized commercial agriculture.
Wait, what's it called?
The steel plow?
The steel plow.
Uh huh.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, man, John Deere.
Oh yeah, that.
Yeah, that right there,
right
dude.
Right there.
Damn. Yeah, that's that's what got y'all out, man.
Damn.
That right there, dude. That's the true hero. Look at that. Wow.
I thought he was whipping somebody at first when that first popped up.
He's whipping the machine.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was.
Old habit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh shit.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Oh man.
Dude, this is sick, Brandon, bro.
Do you think you could if they gave you 10 acres and they said everything's already planted, you just have to farm it for a year and then you can get $1 million, you think you could do it?
Oh, fuck.
And you only have to yield 30% of the crops.
Shit, hell yeah, I would become the best farmer in the world.
All right. No internet,
what
nothing
would
to
grow?
Teach you how. You just
no
have to
internet.
Do it.
Yeah, I'd figure it out.
Yeah.
What crops?
What crops?
All right, let's say it's corn. Mm-hmm. 1/4 of it's corn.
1/4 corn, dude.
Yeah. 1/4 cotton.
Soybean.
Soybean,
and what's the other one that they grow down here?
I mean, I don't know. It depends on how labor intensive you want to go, man. Fuck it. Grow some tobacco. Make some swishers,
yeah,
dude. Fuck it.
That's good. That's a good income right there.
But that can be hard, man.
You think you can do it? 10 acres
hell
by yourself?
Yeah, man. I figured it out.
Yield 30%?
I figure it out. I would definitely do 100%.
At what point would you give up?
Never.
You would?
Not till it's over. I'd be like, well, it's over with now. Fuck it.
I feel like Brandon would have all baby corn. He would just pick them.
I'd be like, hey.
He would grow individual, like, pieces. Yeah. Just one kernel.
And that's going to be other, like, is there going to be any, like, other farmers around?
No, dude. Okay, have to. That's the goal.
Hell yeah.
Now, you don't have to pull 100% of it. You just have to pull 30, which is still a lot.
You got to water all this shit. Yeah. You got to plant it. You got to, like, nurture
it. You got to know when to take it out.
Harvest it.
Yeah.
Man, you got to look in an almanac. Shit's hard, man.
Now, you'll have all the books and resources you want there to teach you how to do it.
Just Brandon and ChatGPT.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's sure.
I perfected. I got it.
Talk to Jeff to be.
What about some livestock? I feel like Brandon would not do well with animals.
Oh, no,
if he had to like get the eggs out from under the hens, no. They'd kill him.
And
milking a cow.
Yeah, milk need one. There's no way you
milk. Dude, we should get Brandon to milk a cow.
We still got. Oh, you know, I forgot about that till now.
I milk
Brandon in the wild.
Yeah.
The first thing is the horse.
Milk a cow.
You gonna ride a horse?
Oh yeah, I ride a horse and milk the shit out of this cow, man. Yeah. It's gonna be good.
Beekeeper. You can put you in a bee suit and you gotta go get some honey.
He doesn't like that one. I can tell you right now, he did not like that one.
You'll be in a bee suit, though.
Fuck it. Yeah, that sounds cool.
All right, what else we got?
Catching a fish.
Oh, man.
Start off light.
I need to learn
that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Bucking a cowboy.
Okay, bucking a cow. Oh,
yeah. Wait, what did he say? What?
That's part of it. That's part of it.
I'm good on that. That sounds like Brokeback Mountain, doesn't it, man?
Well, what?
You didn't like the movie?
No, I never watched that. Well, why? I mean, I've never watched it, man. I never watched it.
How do you know what it is, dude? What's it about? Can you explain the plot? I've never heard of this.
The only thing I've heard is this, what is it? It's a bunch of gay cowboys on a mountain.
Really?
That's it. That's all I know.
Are they on a mountain?
That's what I heard, because it's Brokeback Mountain, right? And they backs are getting broken like on that mountain, that right?
So what state is it in? Do you know?
I have no idea.
What would you say if you had to guess?
Brokeback Mountain isn't the name of the place?
I don't know.
Huh.
I've never seen it.
Maybe like, what, Minnesota or Dakota or something like that?
Dakota?
Let's go with Dakota.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, we don't have any of these facts, but I just want to say it's Dakota.
You want to find the answer?
South or north?
Central.
Central?
Where? Central Dakota.
Central Dakota. I'm going with it.
I think it was actually in Centralia.
See, town? Baby, we're back there. Boy, it was Saturday night. Wasn't a soul on the street.
Let's see. Damn.
Ooh.
South.
Oh, of course it's in Canada, dude.
Oh, that's Wyoming. Okay.
Oh, this movie doesn't count. Oh, I thought it was just in Canada.
Hmm. It was filmed in Canada, but it's set in Wyoming.
Oh, Wyoming. Okay.
Somebody they couldn't actually do gay shit in the United States. So they had to go to Canada. Damn. They're like, ooh, we're in America. Let's fuck.
Damn, so that's what's going on in Wyoming.
Brandon, would you be in Brokeback Mountain, too, if they offered you $25
million? $25 million? Guy just be like a dude walking by like an extra or something?
No, you have to have at least third lead in the movie.
Yeah.
So I got to do like that.
Brandon, why are you thinking about it?
Nah, man, I'm not.
You're not?
Hold on, wait a minute. You know what? Hold on.
Million.
Fine. Million. 25,
I mean, that's what
fuck
I mean.
It,
yeah. $25 million.
Now we know how much Dom will do it.
You ain't lying, though.
You know what? $25 million.
I'll be in the movie.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, $25 million. That's a movie. We'll just get that out the way.
Yeah, dude. You could be Jake Gyllenhaal's love interest.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's kind of part of the gig.
Damn. All right. Yeah.
Character actor?
What, like what's
you
that?
Get into character.
Oh, yeah, I get into character.
What's your gay cowboy?
You got to live the character like Jim Carrey did on Andy Kaufman.
The moon thing? Yeah, I remember that. To the moon.
Man on the moon?
Yeah. You said, well, what accent?
What would your name be in the movie? What's your gay cowboy name?
Black Dog Style. The reason I say this is because
he's half Native American, half black. Chief Black Dog Style.
Yeah, because that's my Call of Duty name. So
that is
Call of Duty and cowboys, dude.
Yeah,
similar.
I know, but I was
similar.
Like that would be it on a ranch. You'd be like, oh, Black Dog Style coming. Watch out! Pull up with his gun slinging.
It's not really the vibe of this movie.
I feel like your name would be Barry Power Bottom.
Oh shit!
Let that just roll off the tongue.
Clyde Elrod.
Better look out.
You can say it.
Clyde Elrod coming.
Hey!
Oh, shit.
You got it.
He's coming.
A year after the shoot.
Yeah, that one. You remember why I used to say Elrod and El Rice and shit?
Or when you said, what the fuck was that one thing that wasn't even close at all?
He said, Clyde getting them off.
Clyde
Rick the Stick getting them off. L boy.
And then when I asked him for part two, when I asked him his name, he gave me a name, right? So I just wrote it down and put it in the edit, and then you watched it and you were like, that's not his name.
No, yeah, he said Rick Goodwork. Rick the Stick Goodwork.
He just changed his name.
Clyde L. We filmed the whole thing. Well, to be fair, the same name was... It was a different name every time.
It was.
He never said the same name twice.
No.
You know, but we do know Brandon's like a method actor, though, because he wore that wig and that mustache for like 3 days straight. Yeah. The day before, the day of the shoot, and the day after. I don't think he took it off.
Man, on the highway. Hell yeah, had the mustache on, all that shit, man. Wore the suit.
I like how you phrase it.
Yeah.
I drove to get there. I was in it.
Made my own playlist for him. Call him Ned.
What's cool, the playlist?
Man. Oh, man, it was just a bunch of 80s shit. You had Hall & Oates, which I listen to anytime. I listen to that all right.
Men Down Under.
Man, yes, of course, yeah. Men Down Under, Who Can It Be Now? Then you had, what was it? You got some Billy Ocean up in there. Wham. Yeah.
Oh, I love Wham.
Man, Genesis.
That's Michael, George Michael, right?
Yeah.
We're going to dance again.
And the other guy.
Yeah. I don't know.
George Michael. Well, I know the other guy's still living. I forgot his name, though.
He's the Ringo.
Wait, let me see what his name is, man. I know he's bald too now, man. He's a different guy. Wham.
Shout out Blake Russell.
Blake Russell, dude.
Andrew Wrigley.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, holy fuck. Shit.
Hold on, let me see.
He looks like he does BBLs in Miami.
Hold on, here's a better one.
Yeah,
yeah,
he does.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Me too.
What's good. Your favorite Wham song?
Everything She Wants, that one.
Ooh.
Yeah, man, that beat is perfect.
How's it go?
It's like dun 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 dun. And they go like bow, bow, da, and you go da 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 da. I can't do the lyrics.
And then, yeah, so I want to know the song. I don't know the song.
I don't remember that being the beat. Okay, it's getting like it now.
You gotta have some vocals. What's
it? What they just say? Just say it.
What they say? Damn, man, hold on.
Like in the melody that
in the middle of it.
You know it?
Yeah.
Damn, what is it?
Because everything she wants is everything she sees. And that's all. That's the whole part.
Damn.
And you won't do karaoke.
No.
Why? You gotta unleash that beautiful voice right there.
I'm not in Brokeback Mountain 2. That's why I'm not doing karaoke, man.
Karaoke is a manly.
Yeah, he stuttered.
I was trying to think of the other thing I was gonna say. But
manly.
It didn't come to me.
Endeavor. Sport. Karaoke should be in the Olympics. Oh, the Philippines needs a gold medal, man.
Yeah, they would kill that shit. Oh, they can't even speak it. That's impressive. They can't speak English.
Have you seen the dude singing Creed? The Filipino guy. Dude, Brandon, please look that up. Filipino guy sings Creed. He's like sitting on a log in the fucking jungle, hammered, and he just sings perfect Creed, dude.
Hold on, man. Dude, my mind lifts. Hold on.
Looked up philosophy. I think he typed in philosophy. Philippine is in.
It'll figure it out.
That's it. That's it.
I love how you have PH. Yeah.
My mind left.
I'm tired. Hold on. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's hear this.
He's killing this shit, dude.
He hit that shit.
Yeah. I could see Don being like, maybe they aren't so bad.
Filipino's always been cool. I've always been cool with him. You can press.
He sounds just like him, dude.
He does. And you can see, you can hear those little language slips, you know, subtly throughout the song. But yeah, he killed that shit.
It's no crazy because
you hear him talking before. He's like, and then.
I was like.
You like that?
Dude.
Do you like Creed?
I don't really know what Creed is, man.
Hmm.
I mean, I've heard that.
Can
I've heard
you
that
take
voice.
Me higher.
Oh yeah, I know that song. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. To a place where blind mercy. You sound like how I thought he was gonna sound.
Yeah. That was like Michael McDonald a little bit, man.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Remember, dude from What a Fool Believes.
No.
All right, dude, be like, I keep
the Doobie
forgetting.
Brothers.
Yeah, well, he'd be like, I keep forgetting, and then I forgot. He'd be like, you, I don't know.
I keep
know.
Forgetting, and
he
then
just,
I forgot.
Just be like, I keep forgetting. What? I'm not in love anymore. I keep forgetting, and he'd be like, every time something, I forgot.
Yeah, I don't know.
You never heard that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Doobie Brothers, man.
Yeah,
it's
the
like
Doobie
a,
Brother.
60s, 70s type shit.
Ooh, you ever heard? Okay, Notorious B.I.G. He did a remix of it. What was it called?
Big Pimpin'?
Mate, no. It was like, dude, no, it wasn't him.
Notorious Thugs.
No, it was the Renegators. My bad. The Renegators song with what is that dude's name? What is it? Warren G.
Warren G. What was the song?
Warren. Okay.
The Renegators.
What is it called? Renegators.
The Regulators.
Regulators. We be like Regulators.
He said Renegators. We're gonna remix that song.
Oh man, I would sing it too. Like I just studied the lyrics.
It was a clear black night. Go ahead.
No, I don't know the lyrics. I got to study it first, man. Then I just remember hearing that it's a clear black night. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Man, exactly. Yeah. Like, I'll just make up my own lyrics sometimes because I'll sing to it, but just be weird. Mm-hmm.
Brandon takes artistic liberty with every project he's a part of, yeah, dude. Man. How could you not
you
with that mind?
Him. Yeah.
No, you
him,
shouldn't.
You have to let him go free.
Hell yeah, man. Like, you give me a song, I don't know the lyrics, but I can make it sound good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
His Flashing Lights remix was amazing.
Oh, yeah. You
I don't know
that?
If you remember that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
He was talking about somebody getting bombed, wasn't he?
What did I say? What did I say?
Well, this was your song, man.
Damn, I forgot. What was it? He said, man, huh.
Flashing.
It was a skit we were filming for something.
Oh, yeah, I was doing it for the Kanye thing. What was it, like, fucked up or something? I'm like, fucked up? I don't know.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Something.
Go see if you can find that, and then we'll post that.
Hell yeah. Oh, man, I could definitely find out on my phone.
That
and
was
on
a
my
great
band
song.
Lab, too, man. My band lab. I got some songs on there.
Well, just could you imagine what's on there?
Dude, you're gonna hear me. You're gonna be like, that's some,
do it
that's like my Cheeto song, man. I remember everybody in high school.
You can't pull that up right here.
Nah, man, I never posted them. I just have them hidden in my phone.
Oh, but you said Band Lab or whatever.
Oh,
yeah, it's like a
it's
like personal spot, like Garage Band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What was your Cheeto song? How does that go? Ah,
man, it was like I'm in love with the cocoa, but instead of the cocoa, it's Cheetos. I'm like, I'm in love with the Cheetos. Hey, no, Doritos.
Oh, damn.
Man, it was good shit. Like, it was, man.
And that was the jam in high school?
Yeah.
Everybody was bumping that one?
Yeah, everybody. Every time I played it, they'd be like, okay.
You'd play your own songs in class?
Yeah, it's kind of like the special kid dancing in class. That's what it felt like. Because
that's kind of what it is.
They were laughing, mm-hmm. too, but
yeah,
it was good.
Was this
did
in...
Did you guys have dance-offs or something?
No, man. You just had some dude in there that would be dancing. He was a little off. He would throw down, and then people start recording them and stuff, and putting it on, like, Snapchat. And then, he didn't know. Like, he didn't know that people were... They weren't supporting the dance.
Yeah. They were making fun of him, not laughing.
Oh, hell to the yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They did that a lot to people.
Uh-huh.
Crazy shit.
Seems like they might have did it to you a little
nah,
bit.
No, man, one time they fucked me over.
What happened?
When I was sitting down in class, man, and then this dude was like, hey, man, because I was lonely back then. He was like, you know what? I finally found a girl to like you. I was like, for real, who? He was like, nobody in the whole class. I'm like, oh, shit. Hell yeah, man.
That's good.
Hell yeah, man.
That's good.
And then when the two girls were like in the class fighting over who didn't have Brandon, they were like, I don't want him. I don't want him either. And then they were like finna throw the book. And then I was like, can I leave? And the teacher's like, this is good shit, Brandon. Just sit down.
Oh, my. Brandon's life is Everybody Hates Chris.
Ah, man. Hell yeah, man.
Oh.
Hell.
You still remember the two girls that were?
Yeah. I do. I remember like it was yesterday. I remember when I walked out that class. It was a good day.
Where'd you go?
I went home. That's what I did. No, wait. Did I go home? I think I went to wrestling practice. Then I went home.
Yeah, you had to take out your frustration on something.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know who the... You still talk to this guy?
Guy? Which one?
The guy who pulled the prank on you.
Yeah.
No, man.
Fuck him then, right?
We'll fuck him up, fuck dude. Him.
Yeah, we'll fuck him up for it. Just like we was going to fuck that dude up last night.
Man, for Dante, yeah, that was
what happened? Because I wasn't
so
sitting.
So Dante was doing his dancing, where he was doing this in front of me, and then he started getting around doing all that. I was like, okay, it's too close. But yeah, he was doing that.
Yeah.
And it felt like almost a lap dance. I was very concerned. But then this dude came out, when he passed him, he was like, what was he? He was like, man, you need to sit down. Just kept on walking. Then Dante just like put his hand down.
Oh,
he was
yes,
he said, what did he say? It was two things. He was like, I don't know if I should smack the shit out of this guy or something else. But yeah, he was not happy.
He should have punked him. Because if he would have came by, you can't let nobody just sit down. Who the fuck are you talking to?
Yeah.
Just give him one of those. They always get scared. And if they don't, you smack fire from them. And then you leave. You promptly pay your tab and leave. Well, actually, if they already scanned your car and gave it back, don't pay your tab. They'll just add 20% on. You know? And you walk out of there, and you get this part right in his jaw. So it doesn't quite knock him out. You know what I'm saying? But he feels the smack up here, the sting up here, but the... You know, the loose brain of the jaw getting hit. That's how you do it.
But why not knock him out?
Hmm?
Why not just knock him out?
No, because the slap is better. Because that
it's
makes
more disrespectful. Because
this guy was just like a skinny.
Very.
He was like a skinny dude. So you don't want to beat these people up.
Like a pencil.
You
man.
Just want to smack them and demoralize them as a man. Hmm. Yeah.
Emasculation.
Yeah, it works.
Okay.
Yeah, the owner of Shag Nasty's teaches classes.
Oh, yeah. We saw it that one night.
Yeah,
man.
He has, like, form classes. First, you have to gain 150 pounds to get your hand to the size it needs to be.
You get a big beard.
Arthritis, you need that. It really tenses up the joints. No break on the slap. It's like getting hit with a fucking phone book. It's nice, dude. It's nice. You know, my grandparents used to buy phone books, and I would just call people from my class. In like the fourth grade on my home phone.
That's tight.
Yeah, it was a sick move. Yeah. They'd be like, how the fuck?
Did you prank call? Oh, no. Mm-hmm. You were prank calling?
No, I was just like, it's me. And then I see my class the next day. That's how I met Josh.
Are you serious?
In the fourth grade, dude. I knew this is the craziest story. It was the fourth grade, and I knew Josh's mom was from Poland, but their last name is Walker. So it's like a really common name. So I just looked through all the fucking Walkers in the phone book who lived in like Harvest Tony area. Probably shouldn't be saying this, but I saw like her name was a common name, but instead of an S, one of the letters was a Z, and I was like, "That's the Polish. That's Poland, dude."
And you just call us like it's Josh there.
Yeah, that's dead ass what I did, man.
That's cool.
And we've been cool ever since.
Yeah, shout out Josh.
Hell yeah.
Came out to the water park.
He did, man. Yeah. I forgot about that. He got hit hard as fuck by that softball, and his face was bleeding. Did I show you that picture?
Yeah.
Damn.
Poor Josh.
You know, he's cool.
He'd be all right.
Love him, dude.
He had a nice little shorty. I don't know if that's you guys' friend or something.
I don't even remember. What? Where
at the
Straight Tail?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was our co-worker.
Oh.
At Topgolf.
Oh, okay.
Dude, bigger and better thing. You know.
You see these scrubs he has on?
Yeah, dude, I don't know CPR. I hope you're all right. That is the scariest shit. I take my lunch breaks at the mall because I just walk there. It's like 2 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit in the food court, and I'm like, if somebody starts seizing up right now, they're going to look at me. And I'm going to be like, dude, I don't know what to tell you.
You don't know how to do CPR at all?
No.
Really?
I have no medical experience. I said this is the most medical experience I have is wearing scrubs and looking at insurance.
Can you do CPR?
No.
Yeah, dude. You guys gotta learn CPR.
I know staying alive.
Okay, do
like
that.
This, right?
Yeah. And you hold up.
That's
you
hold, wait for the beat. You go like
well, it's not beating.
Hold on, so you go.
You're trying to get the heart to beat.
Okay.
Like Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Oh yeah, I got you. Staying alive. And hopefully they come back, man, because we don't know mouth to mouth.
You still do the mouth to mouth in between.
In between.
So what's that? You just suck?
You don't
do mouth to mouth anymore.
Me too. You can't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah. So.
Certified and everything. Otherwise, they say don't do mouth.
You just got to make sure they're not choking on their tongue. You got to get up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just grab the tongue, huh?
Well, don't grab it. You put them on their Well, you can't do CPR if they're on their side. But I know you're
If they're... You got to get the heartbeat. That's the only thing that matters.
Oh.
You have to get the heartbeat first.
You have to be able to breathe.
Unless they're bleeding, you have to stop the bleeding and get the heart.
It's the ABCs. See if the airway's blocked. Mm-hmm. The B is something else. Then C, compressions. Compressions, dude. Or maybe A is, I don't know, dude. Look at Clown College gets CPR certified.
Hold on.
CPR. We should do it, and we should do all the things like we give each other IV. And then we do the nasal catheter. Where you lube it up and you gotta put it in there.
Nasal catheter?
It's called something like that. But that's what it is.
Gets your piss out.
Let's see.
A. Airway.
Airway.
Breathing. Circulation.
Okay.
Hey, 1 for 3. A 333 average in the MLB, dude. That's all-star level. GOAT level. Yeah.
So you gonna do it? You let JJ give you an IV? Under medical supervision.
Yeah. Look at my outfit, dude.
Okay, yeah.
So I got Birkenstocks on. IV is... Just one more time.
Like, you know, when you get your...
Because my thing is, I'm making sure we need to see what we're walking
intravenous.
Into.
Intravenous.
Yeah.
So, like, imagine you've seen movies or TV shows where people at the hospital.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They got the bag of fluid, and they got the little needle in their arm. That's the IV.
Yeah.
He's already out.
I'm good. Fuck that. I'm good. I hate those.
What if we give you, like, that super soldier serum?
Okay. Now you got me back in. I'm just kidding. There is no super soldier.
It's called Deca D-Ball, Brandon.
Deca D-Ball. What is that, like a
don't
steroids?
Worry about it. That's what Captain America took.
It is.
See,
we can get you on steroids. I'm we'll do good. You like just one cycle.
You could look like Hulk Hogan, man.
Nah,
you'd be
man.
The next RNC.
Dude, Brandon swole as fuck. Like the Rock level swole.
I just imagine him walking around on his hands for some reason.
Oh, well, I think that's a little racist.
Can't win them all.
Hell yeah, man.
So you wouldn't do it? How about look up? I don't know what the fuck that thing is called. We had to do it in base. It's the air. It's like you put this tube in your nose, right? You lube it up and then you put it down there so you can breathe because something
nose
like
tube.
Nose
yeah,
tube.
Yeah, just look up that.
We could do. We could trach each other.
Cut
each other's neck.
IV sounds way better. I heard that's like the most. Oh is that like
gosh.
The force feeding stuff?
No.
Not through the nose, man.
Let me see. Yeah. Oh,
not
shit.
That. Not that.
None those.
It's not this?
No, it's not that.
What?
It's just, it's like literally like, it's way fatter than that. It's.
Why is it like babies with third degree burns? Why is that?
Yeah, this is...
I'll blur it out. It's a Harlequin baby.
Harlequin ETS.
This is rough.
Oh, my God.
No, go up. For breathing.
Okay, let me see. Nose.
There it is right there. What? No, hold on. Right there. No, go over.
This way?
Move that. Move the shit. Move the search engine. Yeah. Right, the blue one. The blue thing.
Right here?
Yeah.
It's a dildo, man.
Yeah. You got to put up your nose.
They sell that at Enchantasy.
Nasal airway kit.
Fuck that. That's even worse. Goodness. I'd rather get the IV.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, we still haven't got our smelling salts, dude. Fuck.
Yeah.
We need those.
We do. We put this in our nose and then take the smell of salt.
And we'll Ozzy Osbourne.
It's only fucking $5.99. Let's do it. Now, you have to lube it up real good. You can't lube it up with blood. Because if you lube it up with blood, it sticks when you try to pull it out.
Who has just blood on hand?
Well, if you're bleeding.
Oh, well.
You know.
Just spit. Hawk two of that.
You do. You can spit. But it's not. You want
some olive oil?
Yeah, now olive oil will be, yeah. Do that.
Honey?
Sure. No honey.
I'd rather have the testacuzzi than this piece of shit, dude.
Dude,
this ain't going to do nothing for you.
Yeah. Saves lives.
You're
so, Brandon, which one do you want to
do?
IV or this?
IV, man. I'd rather
IV?
Just get
You'd rather
shot.
Do the IV?
The
than
IV is just that
I
shot,
would
right?
Too.
The IV is just a shot right there, right?
It's not even a shot. It's just putting a...
Why do they offer Klarna payments on an item that's
$5.99?
Holy shit.
Brandon, we'll put some morphine in there. You feel real good.
Morphine. Okay.
You don't have to worry about what
like
it is.
Like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
No, man. I've heard about morphine at hospitals. What is that? Like the numb stuff?
It makes you feel good.
Shit. Okay.
Pain medicine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like Advil.
Have you ever taken any kind of pain med? You get your wisdom teeth taken out or anything?
Nah. I mean, I had something, but it wasn't a wisdom teeth. It was something else.
But you never got pain medication from the doctor?
No.
Well, just check and see if you did. Bring some on Sunday.
There are people who would pay good money for that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And some people like men don't want to sell hers.
theirs.
Jesus.
Unbelievable. This guy's sweating through two shirts over here, man. I can't believe this. You should have seen Brandon on Friday, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was sweating. Dude, horrible.
It was a all-time... Like, he looks like Aquaman, like how he has the different colors on the side of his uniform. He looked like that.
Yeah.
It was crazy. He was two-tone, for real.
It was bad, man.
It was crazy.
That was a hack and forth?
Yeah, it was a Bucky shirt. It was that one, but it was gray.
For real?
Yeah.
That's why you said that. I was going to say, I never seen him with this on.
No, Brandon. Yeah. First of all, Brandon gets up there. They interview him. The first question they ask, they're like, the Bucky shirt, man. And Brandon's like, I've never been. That's the first thing he said.
It's true. I've never been. I want to
And
go.
The dude was like, so somebody just came up to you and be like, hey, you want this Bucky shirt? And you just took it. And Brandon was like, that's exactly what happened.
Explain to him what hack and forth is.
It's like a Kill Tony type show. They wanted to call it Kill Phony. It's just the Kill Tony format. You do, well, instead of 1 minute, you do 3 minutes of stand-up, then like a 3 to 4 minute interview with the panel. It's a good time. It's fun. Okay. Dude, we met the photo negative version of Dom. He's half black, half white, but he's white. But he's like Samoan white. He looks Samoan or like Hispanic. I said my roast joke for him was that he looked like the strongest lesbian at a quinceañera because I thought he was Hispanic. He's you, but like photo negative.
Yeah.
His name's Tyler Cooper, dude. Shout out.
Let's see
Tyler
this.
Cooper looks nothing like Dom.
Let's see
He's
that.
He's the photo negative version of Dom.
Let's see what?
Like I see him.
Dom. All right, let's see.
He's as white as. They're both black and white mixed.
We met him at the.
But he's way whiter.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We met him at the pool party.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Let me tell you something. It's a cool dude.
He's a successful entrepreneur, dude.
He's a great dude, but. I don't look like him, and he doesn't look like me. I think it's a diss to both of us.
Yeah, in the slightest.
But
I mean, if you have an astigmatism, it might be kind of similar, dude. If you're looking about 50 yards away, same silhouette.
See, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking to myself, like, damn, have I let it get this far? Like,
yeah. Dude,
Pat, but let's get ready to go.
Dude, you can't put yourself on the same level as Pat because you don't have the health problems you have. You go to the doctor and take medicine for them.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, if you're listening, Pat, it's time to go.
We're praying for you, man. Yeah. We're praying for you.
Hey, keep the feet.
When you need them.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing to have. You know.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose it because where are you gonna go if you lose them? You know. Can't walk.
Ironically, dude, you know? Feet are handy.
Feet are very handy. To not even be hands, you know?
For real. Type shit.
Type shit. Thank you, Matthew. Type shit.
And that's how we end the podcast.
Thanks, guys.
Peace.
Good shit, boys. That was fun.
Hell yeah.
Good shit.
For the fans.